Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
Just imagine here for a second being able to go to the grocery store. You're picking up your salad and you're picking up your soup or whatever else you need. And you're also able to pick up some ammo.
I love it.
That's what is happening at several states across the country, and it could be rolling out in more. It's not in St. Louis, the Missouri area at all right now.
Rats.
I know. But
that's a convenience store. That is the definition of convenience. I pick up some salami, and I pick up some 223 while I'm there. It's perfect.
It could happen. The company behind this, American Rounds, they're a Dallas-based startup. They put these automated retail ammo machines in these grocery stores. Like I mentioned, it's in a handful of states right now, Texas, Oklahoma, Alabama, and Colorado. Very much surprising about Colorado, right? Of all the,
well,
is that not weird?
Bear in mind that Colorado is, your impression of Colorado is warped by Denver.
Denver, that's fair.
Which is 50 square miles surrounded by reality. Everybody outside of Denver is a normal red-blooded American patriot, and the wackos have taken over Denver. But go ahead.
So there was a reporter who was doing a story about this, and she was talking to the guy who's behind the machines and with this company. He says, we don't call them vending machines, because when you think of a vending machine, you think of putting in a dollar or whatever, and you have your candy bar drop down.
Hey, if you can get ammo for a dollar, I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm in.
People would love that. Not quite a dollar. In fact, I'm not really sure how much they cost. But what you have to do is you, of course, pick the type of ammo that you want, but it asks you a couple questions. So you have to click a button saying, yes, I verify that I'm at least 21. It's not 18. It's 21. And you have to put your credit card in, and then you step back, and there's a camera that's on top of these machines. And it has one of those features where you have to, it instructs you to, you know, turn your head to the left and then turn your head to the right. And it's scanning your face to make sure that it matches with your ID. You also have to answer a question if you're in distress. You just say, check, I'm not in distress right now. And then you pick your ammo and pay, like, and boom.
Like you're going to tell this machine you're in distress.
I am in distress, I mean, and I would still like some ammo, please.
I think that's a little silly. Maybe. They should have a sensor on there where you stick your hand in there and it determines whether or not your pulse is rapid and you're under distress.
Ma'am, you're too stressed out right now.
Which is why you're trying to buy ammo. Of course, if the world is melting down, you would be a little stressed, but you might still need a convenience item like that.
You need that. This reporter was talking to different women, and some of them said, oh, yeah, you know, I carry, and I'm very, you know, pro, or, you know, I feel like we should be able to carry pro-men, too, and all the things, but She said, I don't like the fact that you're able to get this in more or less a vending machine.
Why?
She feels like the accessibility of it. She talked about the distress thing of, well, how would you really know if you're in distress? And then the other part of that, though, would be, well, let's just say you're going and buying them where there's somebody standing behind a counter and checking you out. It's not like they really can tell in many cases if you're actually distressed. As long as you say, I'm not distressed, and you're not going crazy while you're standing there, how would they really know?
First of all,
you're buying them online, there would be no way to know. There's no sort of verification for that.
You're not buying a gun. It's the immediacy of it. I get that they're worried about. But you're not buying a gun. You'd still have to go somewhere legally and buy the gun. Even if you bought the gun illegally, you have to presume that everyone who carries a gun or buys ammunition has ill intent. And obviously, statistically, if you look at the number of criminals versus the number of guns in this country and crimes committed, that is not the case. The vast, vast, vast majority, tiny little minuscule percentage of people represent the criminals who use the inanimate objects of guns to cause crime, mm-hmm. to create crime or to injure other people. It's tiny. So again, you're willing to trample on the rights of the vast majority of Americans who maybe they're on their way to the shooting range and they need a couple of boxes of 45 or 38 or shotgun shells. They're on their way to hunt, and that's more convenient than driving all the way downtown to the big box store and buying the ammo.
Listen to the guy, Grant Majors, who's behind the company that's doing this.
What is the idea?
We really did see a safer opportunity to change the ammo industry. We see an opportunity to use technology to take a social responsibility direction with the selling ammunition, but protecting the Second Amendment for law-abiding gun owners that, you know, have good intention.
That's more or less what you were just saying. We're protecting the Second Amendment. The reporter you heard in the beginning asked that question as part of this report. She said, come take a little field trip with me. And the camera walks out and she's pointing the proximity of the store where you can buy the ammo to a school.
It's just across the street.
And she says, of all places, why did you pick here? Because the guy you just heard from, Grant Major, says, I have no intent. I'm not planning. My intention's not to put these all over the country at every single grocery store. That's not what I'm planning to do. We're being strategic about it. It likely won't be in every city. And his response, which I thought was good, was, you know, go across the street from the school and there's a store where you can buy ammo and you've been able to buy ammo for years. How is this any different?
If it's in Denver, probably weed. If it's in St. Louis, probably weed. There used to be a law against selling it that close to a school. Now there can be a dispensary next door.
Well, yeah, there was the whole debate with the situation in the South City, right?
Right.
Or Soulard area, something like that. Yeah, they opened up the dispensary despite parents pushing back and saying they didn't feel like it was okay. It's going in there. It'll be interesting to see how the reaction of this. There was apparently one that closed down, and the reporter claimed it closed down because of so much public pushback. The guy behind the company says sales were slow.
Yeah, you'd have to, like, I don't know. I'm a shooter. I don't practice even probably once a week, maybe once a month. I mean, I've usually got the ammo I need when I'm going to go to the range. I just don't know how often I would need that. Like, if I need some freedom seeds, I probably got them. I've planned ahead for that. But I just don't. That's my thing about it. Of course, I got to be honest with you. When the whole idea came out of a vending machine for DVDs, like the red thing at the outside of the McDonald's and all that, I thought that was the dumbest idea I'd ever heard. And then I realized how much people were using it. So maybe there's more of a market there than I thought. I don't know.
Maybe that's the future for a lot of things. They've come up with vending machines for not EpiPens. What am I thinking of? Where they had vending machines.
Narcan.
Thank you.
Maybe the next step in the technology here is to have an actual 3D printer and you can order a ghost gun to be made right there while you're waiting. And then it would just make life a lot easier for all of us who want to go out and commit crimes with ghost guns.
Well, that is really what they're wanting, right? For more people to commit crimes.
Just stupid.
Clearly, that is the goal of these companies that are doing this.
I mean, here we are again. I mean, I don't want to steal your thunder here. Listen to cut number one. This is the woman who wanted to be the leader of the free world commenting on the Wisconsin shooting. Go ahead.
Another community being torn about and torn apart by gun violence. And, of course, our nation mourns for those who were killed, and we pray for the recovery of those who were injured and for the entire community.
No, Cammie, it was another community torn apart by violence committed by a mentally ill person who was literally screaming for help on social media. And nobody was paying any attention. What they still don't want to talk about the motive. This is so frustrating to me.
Oh, the mayor was weird talking about this incident. You have no right to know about these victims. I'm sorry.
Job.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
We want to know because that can help us determine motive.
Well,
among many other things.
I'm just saying. Have you seen any reports on who the victims were?
Well, the update I heard this morning was that the teacher who was killed was a woman and that she had a daughter or a child who attended the school, and the other victim was a freshman girl.
So she killed two girls?
Yes.
And then the other two people who were wounded were...
Well, I thought there were six other people wounded.
There were six people wounded.
I'm not sure
about
them.
Two were in critical condition, I'd heard at some point. This was a mentally deranged individual.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they want to assign evil intent to an inanimate object that is a bullet that you might be able to get out of legally out of a vending machine if you are a law-abiding citizen. It's just crazy.
And keep in mind, they're putting the age limit at 21.
Yeah, that girl couldn't have gone to this vending machine and bought that ammunition.
Yep.
She's 15, number one. Even if she'd try to use her mom's ID, the face recognition would have caught her trying to do it. It's just crazy.
Heck, that machine might be better at detecting if someone's not, like if they tried to use a fake ID, they might be better than just, you know, Joe Schmo who's at the counter who doesn't really care.
They've come a long way since those old cigarette vending machines, huh? You just pull the little lever and your...
Was there really a cigarette vending machine?
Cools pop out the bottom.
Uh-huh.
Most bars used to have them.
So gross.
You could just walk up and stick your, well, it was cheaper back then, your $1.25 or whatever in there, in quarters and pull... Pick your Marlboros and pull the little knob and sort of sounded like you were loading a pump shotgun, and the little box of cigarettes would fly out the bottom.
What does a box of cigarettes? What does cigarettes cost these days? Like a little?
I have no idea.
They're more expensive on the coast.
Eight or $10 a pack.
Oh,
I mean, are they eight
gosh.
Or ten
think
bucks
if
a pack
you,
now?
Think if you smoked six packs. I know that's a heavy smoker.
Two.
Think
just if you, even two.
How do you afford that?
Well, it takes a chunk out of your budget, for sure.
Also, you can also get the garbage cigarettes, too.
That's true. You can get the cheap ones, I guess.
Get more at 971talk.com.